Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Scott Nagy, Wright State Raiders, the Horizon League champions once more. Coach, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Just waiting to see who we're going to play.
I hear that, Coach. Man, tell me this, man. How's it feel to go back again, man? You guys had a tough year in the Horizon League. First, virtual a lot of things. COVID once more a little bit there, man. And once again, man, you all got one championship in Indianapolis one more time again.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's old hat because it's every time you go, it's great. It's, you know, it's my fifth time, but for all of these guys, except for one of our players, it'll be their first time. And the player that had been previous was a redshirt that year. So, you know, I think the question would be, how do we handle it? All those things, I've been through it. I can speak to some of my experiences of it, but I want it to be more than just, that was the experience. You know, we won the tournament. We get to go to the NCAA tournament. I want it to be more than that. I want us to think about winning games and being prepared. And so as a coach, you know, you have to get your guys pulled back around because for 2 days they've had everybody in their lives telling them how great they are. And it's my job to bring them back to earth and tell them there's things we need to work on. And I'm not interested in being satisfied and coaching guys that are satisfied. So there's work to be done. And this is a hard time of year to practice. When you don't know who you're going to play and you have three or four practices in a row, it's really hard for the players.
No doubt. And so how are you balancing, Coach, between rest be Russ? You know, get some weight room in, some shooting in, so guys still stay sharp and not lose their edge.
Well, I think everybody has different philosophies on it. We, like today, we took yesterday off. We normally would if we play two games in a row. Today we did what we call legs and lungs, where all the drills, there's no physicality, but all the drills were – fast paced running, just keeping their lungs, keeping them in shape. And then tomorrow we'll get after it. We keep it pretty short, between 35 and 45 minutes, but we go hard. We tell the guys, you know, don't go 75%. That's how you get hurt. Go 100%. There's a loose ball, go get it. And then I'm a little quicker on the whistle to make sure that people don't get injured, those kind of things. But I think in order to stay sharp, you have to go hard.
Most definitely, Coach. I tell you what, I see it with our team with the Hawks here, man. 45 minutes, go hard. That's all you got to do. 45 minutes, we're done. So right. That's what Coach Bill tells us all the time. Go hard. 45 minutes, we're out of here. And for you, Coach, you guys played close games against Oakland, Cleveland State, and Northern Kentucky during the league year. So how is that used as a foundation and a refocus and help your guys say, hey, we've been close against these guys, some players who here and there. We can get the job done.
Our last three games that we had to win, I mean, we had to beat three teams that all had 20 wins. And so, you know, we were playing good teams. Oakland, we had beaten twice, so we had to beat them a third time. And then when we played Cleveland State and Northern Kentucky, they had beaten us twice. And so, you know, I always say, it's hard to beat a team three times. I say it's hard to beat a team once, you know, much less three times. All good teams. The one thing I think, it really helped us, you know, in the championship game, we were down 16 in the second half and it didn't look very good. We weren't playing well and they were playing great. But we've had several games this year and, you know, not that that should be a strategy to get down in the second half, but we've had several games this year. We've been down in the second half by double digits, 14, 12, 20. And we've gotten back in all of those games. And so our players, knew we could do it. There wasn't any panic. There wasn't, you know, they didn't give in to discouragement, which I think is easy for them to do, but they didn't. And they just started playing, you know, they just started playing in the championship game. They quit thinking and started playing on instincts. And it didn't take us very long to make up the deficit.
Now, Coach, in the huddle doing timeouts, who was the main vocal guy of the players? Because a lot of things are player led. So in those huddles, who was the main ones hyping the guys saying, we got this, that we're good?
We have several guys. I mean, you know, we have four guys that are all juniors that have pretty much started here for three seasons and played a lot of minutes together. And so they're the ones, you know, and you're right. I tell them this time of year, I should have very little voice on any of it. It's your guys' team. It's your guys' deal. It needs to be your voice. These practices need to be yours. The huddles need to be yours. And it is, you know, those guys, they just kept a level head. They kept talking about that. And they're the ones that did it. It wasn't the coaches, staff, or anybody else. It was the players.
Most definitely. Because I already said, Coach, when I play football myself, and I know how it is, when the players are doing the coaching and checking each other, so you have a great team.
Right.
When the coaches have to be heavy-handed you know what kind of guys you have. And right. I believe in a player-led environment leads to success. And like you said, a culture. You've gave the guys the tools to work with. Let's just go out and do it together as one. Actually, guys have been together through these battles. So I feel like I felt like when watching it on TV, you guys had a poise about you. You was that you all were okay. Though you were down, not where you want to be, but you was okay.
Yeah, and it's been an unusual year for us in that we started out very poorly. We were 2-7 at one point, and we weren't very good. We were terrible defensively. And we've not been great defensively really most of the year, but we're better now than we were. We have a lot of good offensive players. But the tough part for us was we had six deaths on our team, three fathers, three grandfathers, and a grandmother, and all very close, people that are very heavy in our lives. And so we just went through, they had so many guys going through emotional things. One of them was my dad, and I lost him just before the season started, and I wasn't a very good coach early because I was, I was not in a very good spot. And then we had, like I said, a couple other fathers pass away, and then grandparents, but the thing about our team is when we were 2-7, our guys were still loving on each other. And I think it's easy. You see guys get up there at the podium after you win the championship and everybody goes, we all love each other and we've been through so much. And, you hear the same thing out of everybody's mouth. But when we were 2-7, I was saying that about our guys. Our guys were loving on each other. They were pulling for each other. They were holding each other up when they were going through some very difficult things outside of basketball. And they did for me too. They were there for me too. And so I think all those things made us stronger, did bring us closer. And I do really believe it's one of the reasons why we were able to win that is because, for us, when things weren't looking good, when we were 2-7, we still stayed together. And so when we're in a championship game, we're down 16, it was easy for us to stay together.
I think you said something there, Coach. When you have adversity, it's better to be close and not to get away from each other. Because I think sometimes when things go bad, the human mindset is to let's split and get away. But when you come closer and be in that grind, that box together to say, hey, we're going to get through this together, that's a whole nother level of true testament of team and love and connectivity. That should be very much an example for a lot of people outside of sports and in life, period.
Right. And it's obviously made it more enjoyable. Now, I've been on teams that have faced adversity and split, and somehow we still won games because we just had better players. But this is a group that has loved on each other when it's been bad, and they haven't pointed fingers. Generally, I've coached a long time. I think it's my 27th year, and usually I have a player that eats up all my attention. It's like every day this guy just is wearing me out. I don't have a guy like that on this team. And they all carry their own weight. They come with good attitudes. They're not perfect, and I got to sit on them. But I don't have a guy that just eats up all my attention. It's just been a fun group, and it's by design too. I mean, we try to recruit that way, where we don't have prima donnas and babies and people like that we got to take care of every day. And we're just in a good spot, I think, as a team and as a coaching staff.
And coach, talk about Trey Calvin, defensively. Offensively, get bringing to you on both ends of the floor. Tell us about the young man, what his impact has been, how he's growing as a player this year for you guys.
Yeah, I would say, where he's grown is as a man, and from where he was last year, he didn't have a great season. He started for us at point guard. We had a great team, but he didn't have a great year. He wasn't very efficient offensively, and he started out this year the same way. I told him, I said, the only way our team is going to be good is if you're good, and I believe in him. I know he's a good player, and he really started to play. And once we got into conference play, he really started to play. And here of late, he's been tremendous and could have very easily been the MVP of our tournament. Grant was, another teammate, but Trey very easily could have been in the championship game. Trey kept, if it wasn't for him in the first half, we would have been toast. He kept us in it. But the reason he's playing so well is because he's grown as a man. He's matured. He's handling adversity way better than he did When he first came to us, he's probably a painfully shy young man. You know, he would hate to do an interview like this. This would be very hard for him, very quiet. But I've watched him grow. I've watched his voice get bigger and his confidence grow and just grow as a man. And that's why he's been a better player, because he's grown as a man.
Let's talk about Grant. I mean, inside there, Coach, he's doing things for you offensively there, drawing attention to other guys, getting guys like Tanner open as well, helping Trey out on the point there. Talk about what Grant means to you guys, man, what he does for you guys inside there.
Well, a lot. I mean, it's nice to have somebody that draws a lot of attention. Basketball, and you look at the NBA in particular, they've just gone away from post play. I mean, it's all exactly. Spread it out and drive and kick and shoot threes. And we're kind of old school. We like guys that we can throw it to the post, and it kind of calms everybody down. It's hard on the defense. You know, it forces the defense to help in. It gets guys shots on the perimeter. And Grant's one of those guys that can play with his back to basket, but he can shoot the ball too, and he handles it. Good passer, 6'9", long arms, and has had a great season. He was second team all league very easily. It could have been first team. He was second league in rebounding. I think he was fifth in the league in scoring. He led the league in block shots. So he's had a great year. He had a tremendous tournament for sure. He's a tournament MVP, but it's just nice to have somebody you can throw the ball into. We have a lot of people that can post, but he draws a lot of attention, and he's taking better care of the ball too.
Yes, and he's a willing passer as well, which is good, because when you draw him double teams, you know, you want to make sure you're hitting the right guy. So I see his IQ has grown as well since he's been with you guys as well, using his – finding the right guy and finding the right shot for you guys offensively.
Yeah, and, I think for all our guys, they had to learn how to play without our two-time MVP, Loudon Love. And early in the year, Grant turned the ball over quite a bit. He became the center of attention. But he's learned how to take better care of the ball. He knows when they're going to trap him, and he is a very good passer.
No doubt. Well, Coach, I'll be cheering for you as always, man. Thank you for your time as always, and I hope to see you and maybe come to town, man. I'll shoot you a text as well offline here so we can hook up when you come to town, man.
Okay. Look forward to it. Thanks.
Coach, you be safe, man.
All right.
Bye now.